what's the right structure? Which keywords do you use? On Amazon, you have like 4 to 5 different advertising products, and we mastered all of them.
Welcome to the Growth Show. What keeps us driving is what drives you further. This is your hosts, Sebastian Kunz
and Sarah Kaya.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The Growth Show. We have the big pleasure of having Johannes Klich here. Johannes is founder and managing director of Snox. Snox started off as an e-commerce shop on Amazon FBA and Shopify and evolved into a full fashion brand now. So we are very excited to have Johannes here and to hear his stories on his success and about the incredible story behind Snox. Johannes, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you guys for the invitation. I really appreciate it.
Cool. Hannes, how did your entrepreneurial journey begin? It all started a bit over 3 years ago, but tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, to be honest, it started like when Felix and me, Felix is my co-founder, when we were a young child, because we are family and he's my cousin. So when we were small kids, we went together with our family to holidays. And back then, we often talk about it, what we want to do in the future. And back then, our vision was to be to have our own garden and sell like flowers and stuff like that. And we always played the German game Monopoly. You guys know that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I think Felix and me are always really interested into business and be self-employed. So we tried like different things. One of our first thing was me and my girlfriend, we developed an app for the App Store for iPhone, and it was a drinking game, and it was awesome. We got like 25,000 downloads, but we can't make any money with it. It was just sponsored by ads. Yeah, it was per month, it was only 50 euros. So yeah, we cut it off. At the same time, Felix tried to make some money with professional poker. It was really good, but for himself, it was like playing poker for the whole day, every day. It was not that nice for him. So we saw like funny story. We went in a club here in Mannheim and we both were really drunk and we talked about what can we do. Like we both studied and worked for a bank, for the same bank, and we were really fucked off the business and we hate our job. So we decided to like go into some websites and do some research with what can we do to make some money online and remote and become financial free. And then we get in touch with Amazon FBA and we both really, at first Felix was really interested in Amazon FBA. For myself, I was a bit skeptical because you both know that all these guys on the internet who said you make 1 hour, you make like 10,000 euros. And so I was really, yeah. When I first heard about Amazon FBA, I was, oh, fuck that shit. It's the same like all the other random guys. But then I was really interested in, and I remember like one weekend, I play FIFA. And while playing FIFA, I listened to every podcast on the market with Amazon FBA. So after this weekend, I call Felix and say, Felix, we have to do Amazon FBA. I really love it. And let's start it. Yeah. And then we thought about it. What can we sell? The market back then was, there was a lot of like different products you can make. But from the beginning, we both want to sell something like we are personally interested in. Mm-hmm. So at this time, I was studying and I was resell sneakers. So I make some money by buying Yeezy or some like really expensive sneaker, buy them and resell them for a lot more money. So I was really into the sneaker game and I know a lot of sneaker influencers and stuff like that. So I said to Felix, let's sell socks, because in the socks industry, there are only like really big players who's selling for like a lot of money, like one pair of socks by Falke, it's about 10 to 15 euro. It's so much. Yeah. And on the other side, you only have like cheap socks by H&M and Primark and stuff like that. So yeah. I said to Felix, let's go into this market. Let's go in the middle, like really high quality, like Falke, but for like affordable price for also for students and stuff like that. So our first products were sneakers.
Very, very cool. And that was 3 years ago, Johannes, right?
Yeah, like Felix and me are really like practitioner. So we met in the club while being really drunk in, I think it was March or April, and our first product went online at the 6th of August in 2016. So we ordered some samples on Alibaba. These samples were really shit, but we want to start it right now. So yeah, we went online like 2 or 3 months after our first.
How long did it actually take from idea to product shipping?
I think 2 months.
So how many different suppliers did you test? Because like we all know Alibaba, there is hundreds and hundreds of suppliers with the shittiest quality you can imagine. So it would be interesting to know. How many did you try?
To be honest, I think 2.
But that's lucky.
Yeah, I think not really lucky. It was like we don't think about it. And our first product was really shit. So we realized that when the products came and we was, oh, fuck, these products not really good. So when we got the first order, we already have our next supplier and that product was really good. So, yeah, the first like 2,000 socks were really shit quality, but we changed it. And, yeah, then it was luck that the first 2,000 socks were sold and the people don't hate us for the bad quality.
Well, it sounds like you're just these kind of guys who think like done is better than perfect, right?
Always. I think that's one of our strengths, but also it's we lost a lot of money by being like too optimistic. Sometimes it's good to be like that, but sometimes it's
yeah.
Shit.
I totally get it. So where did you sell the beginning, and how did you get actually your first customers?
From the beginning on, we were totally into Amazon FBA. So we, for the first 2 years, we only sold on Amazon. Like that was our main focus, and didn't do anything else. So we did only Amazon, sell there, and we tried to get really into it and all the algorithm stuff and advertising and stuff like that. So at the beginning, I think the first month was okay. The second and third month were, I think we made there about 30,000 euros per month already in the second or the third month. So it went really fast. And then we went sold out, and we have to wait some weeks, and you know this shit, it's roller coaster. You sold so good, and then out of stock, and then back again,
so
back
usually
again.
There's this experience a lot of founders share with us is that the first customers were their friends and family, at least in the beginning. How was your experience?
Yeah, at some point, I think, I really remember, like, the first day, it was 17 orders, and this were all our friends. The second day was like, I think 5 orders, and the third also like about 5. And then Felix and me were thinking about it. Oh, I think we don't have that much friends that we can make a bit business out of it by only selling the socks to our friends. So after like 3 or 5 days, we started to learn about the algorithm and try to advertising really good. And then the real sales went crazy. So I think the first like maybe 40 to 50 orders were by friends, but after that it wasn't friends. So
this was all done through Amazon in the beginning, right? You mentioned you did ads. So did you do ads only on Amazon, or did you also use different channels?
Only on Amazon for the first 2 years. We started with Facebook ads and Google ads this year in
and
January.
How's that going for you?
It's crazy. Guys, how many percentage do you think we made with Amazon, and how much of our total revenue be made with Shopify? Well,
that's a tricky question. It's not 50-50 if you ask like that.
That would be crazy.
Well, I think it's like 60-40 maybe, that 40% is your Shopify store.
Yeah, that's exactly the numbers.
That's amazing. And then only since this year, before it was only purely Amazon.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So your primary revenue channels are in that case, like right now, as of right now, mainly Amazon and your Shopify store, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's our only two channels. We don't have anything else.
Cool. Looking at Amazon, Johannes, there's hundreds and hundreds of companies that offer socks. How did you manage to be on top? How did you manage to be on page one? And what makes your product so special?
Oh, that's always the same question. It's always so hard to say because there isn't one hack or one like trick you can be on the first page. It's a lot of little metrics, you have to improve them all, and all together they are really strong together. One big key is our performance marketing. So we are really, really good in performance marketing on Amazon. So how you can scale through PPC, like pay-per-click, what's the right structure, which keywords do you use, which there are on Amazon, you have like 4 to 5 different advertising products, and we mastered all of them. Like there are a lot of sellers, they only use 1 or 2. We use all of them, and we have mastered all of them and use them really intense. So that's a big key, like that you're doing the advertising on Amazon really intense and really, really good. Mm-hmm. Another point is our brand. So from day one, we started with Snox to try to build a brand. Like in the first 1 or 2 years, it was really tough though, because there wasn't any ROI on your brand building. So you can't like measure it, brand building, and it's really hard. Mm-hmm. But from day one, Felix and me were thinking about it. How can we make brand building with a product like Sock? It's so unemotional. Like what content can you give to the audience about socks? What can you say about it? How is the carbon and stuff like it? Nobody cares about it, especially me. Before I built Snox, I never bought socks by my own, always my mom. So I don't really love the product or really interested in the product. So Felix and me were thinking about it. How can we do that? And our goal was, or what we both said, in a world where the TV show Höhle der Löwen got millions of visitors, what's the name, watchers, per episode. It's a world where the people thinking about and are really interested in the story behind the company. Mm-hmm. They're really interested in the startup world and in the people behind the company. So Felix and me, and that's our big vision and our big marketing concept or strategy, is to tell the people the story behind Snox. And we try to document all we did with our company and try to be transparent, see as we are. Like we try that all the people can see anything of us, and we want to document our way. Our goal is that the people like feel like they are into Snox, they know all of us and stuff like that. And that's from day one. So it's working really well with the brand strategy. Like I told you guys, the first 2 years, it was really, it was tough times because you put in a lot of work into this documentary and try to like tell a lot about your brand and nobody was watching. But in the last year or this year, like every day, our Instagram stories and all our channels, like 10,000 of people watching every fucking story, like 10,000 people see what we do here in the office and stuff like that. And that's the reason why we have like a really nice growth in the last, like this year or the last 1.5 year. The biggest point was brand building, because we see right now in our metrics that the people are don't searching for socks, they really searching for Snox. Fun fact here is that the keyword Snox is on Amazon the 5th most searched word in the socks area. So before it's sneaker socken, sneaker socken herren, sneaker socken damen, socken, and then there is Snox, our brand name.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And on this name, we have the full margin. So we make like really good money on this. And then we can put this money we made here into like get sales from like other like organic keywords. So that's a big point, brand building. And there are a lot of other things like really good service. It's really underestimated. Also, the pictures are really important on Amazon. The content you deliver, all these little things together are like the reason why we sold so good.
Cool. I mean, what you just mentioned, the entire brand building, and also that it's very hard to tell a story when it's regarding a very unemotional product like socks. I guess this all paid off for you at the end of the day. Would you mind sharing some numbers about recurring customers? Because you also mentioned that customer service is underrated, and I agree with you here. I just had it today. I'm not going to mention the name of the shop, but I promised myself to never buy there again because the customer service sucked. Simple as that. Yeah. So would you mind sharing some numbers in terms of recurring customers and year-over-year revenues?
That's a good question, though. I can't say too much, but we are making like more than 5 million. That's one point that I can say this year. And last year, we made like under 5 million. So we are growing minimum double this year. On Amazon, we don't have the numbers for returning customers. So to be honest, for the last 3 years, a lot of our growth came from Amazon. And we don't have the data there, so it's hard to say. And Shopify, we started this year in January, so we don't have that much data just for like yet 1 year. And right now we have a returning customer rate between 30% and 40%, but it's increasing very...
That is a very high number.
Yeah, it is actually. So would you mind to share how many, like, what was your revenue in the first year?
In the first year, so we started in 2016 in August. So I think the first 3 months, but I don't really remember, to be honest. It was under 100,000. It was like maybe 80 or
still impressive like that. For 3 or 4 months. So
yeah, that's a very impressive growth story. I mean, 5 million in revenues this year. You're a 10-person company. And not only that, your company is fully bootstrapped.
Yeah. That's right. We started with €4,000 and we're financed by ourselves, but also with our bank. Like, so we have like some credits by the bank, but we are really financial in a good position.
Great to hear. How many people are actually in your team today?
Today, we are about 14 full-time employees and about 6 part-time employees.
Cool. And you plan on growing this as well, I imagine.
Yeah, like at the moment, every month, minimum 1 or 2 employees are new. So it's at the moment, it's tough times because it's going bigger and bigger and you have to onboard all these people, but also doing your operating stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's not an easy, it's a challenge.
Yeah. In your LinkedIn bio, you say that you do whatever is needed in the company because you're the co-founder. And I mean, you've been running the company for 3 years already. Could you share some ups and downs, some huge fuck-ups, some stories that went well and some that did not at all?
So, guys, it's when you're an entrepreneur or founder, it's always up and downs. And I always said it's like a roller coaster. And I really love roller coasting, riding the roller coaster. And to be honest, sometimes it's tough, especially the first 1 or 2 years. It was really for myself personally. It was hard when we have some downs and we are fucked up. There were some points in the company history, like Felix and mine, we haven't any money. We have like our credit cards until the limit. And we withdraw the money from the credit card, put this money into our bank account on Snox and try to figure out how we can pay all the bills. And at some point, my girlfriend do the same for us. And because my parents don't want to give us more money. And there was like really tough times. And we, it was hard. But I think for now, for a year, it's going really well financially, also personal for me. And there will be always fucked up and downs, but I love it. So after every fuck up, there is a new high. So I think that's the way you have to go there. And right now, for me personally, it's not that tough anymore because, you know, you have right now some experience and you know that, and be cool. And we in our team say always, we are mountains. That's a metaphor for to be still and always positive, have the positivity inside and always be optimistic. So if we have any fuck up here in the company, we come all together and say we are mountains. And yeah. You're awesome. Feeling good.
Getting back to the very beginning, speaking of fulfillment by Amazon, FBA, can you share a handful of tips or especially some nitty little tricks that you had in the beginning that helped you grow your sales and also that you would recommend other founders and people that want to get started with FBA to do?
Yeah, like the biggest tip I can share is focus. I think the only reason why we became so big on Amazon is because we didn't do anything else. So every day we spend like 10 hours a day into Amazon and try to learn this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also a big fuck up last year because we mastered Amazon. And at one point we tried to build like other businesses and don't have the focus anymore on Amazon. And then we saw it in our numbers, and really from right now, 1 year back, so last October, the company was really fucked up. So we lost about 200,000 euros because we lost our focus. So that's the biggest advice I can give to everybody. Be focused. Really, when you start Amazon FBA, I see it a lot of sellers. They start it with one product and they think, well, we are champion right now and let's do some other businesses. Because I mastered FBA right now, then I can do something else. That's bullshit. Like, you have to focus on Amazon, and the game is changing so fast. You have to really focus on that and try to master it every fucking day. And that's the first tip. The second tip is concentrate on big products, not a lot of small products. That was a really good lesson for us. For the first 1 or 2 years, we tried to scale by launching a lot of different products. Like at one point we had like over 30 products because we thought, okay, more is more. But then it was the same time last year in October, we realized, okay, our first 2 or 3 products make like 90% of our revenue and also of our profit. So we cut all the other products. Right now we only have like 5 till 10 products. And really concentrate on that and try to make the best as we can. Like really product development and stuff like that. And that's also a big, big mistake what we made and what other FBA sellers are doing. They're launching product for product for product and don't like try to improve their old products, their cash cows. Mm-hmm. So that's a really good point. And the last thing I want to talk about it about advertising, I already told you guys, you have 4 or 5 different way to advertise on Amazon, and a lot of people only use 2 of them, or maybe just 1, and the one out also only with an automatic campaign by Amazon or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be really big on Amazon, you have to master performance marketing and pay-per-click and all the different ad products on Amazon. That's the way to go. That's the biggest leverage you have to push yourself sales. At first, you have to improve your content and has to go into your listings and try to have the best conversion rate as you can. But after that, you have to push traffic on your listing. And don't do just automatic campaign and say, yeah, that's fine. I'm selling good. You can always sell more and more and more and try to improve your listings and your campaigns. Cool.
You mentioned this earlier, Johannes, that you listen to a lot of podcasts regarding FBA. But in order to master this, in order to master Amazon marketing and these 5 different techniques, was this done by trial and error from you guys? Or did you read books, blogs, podcasts, YouTube videos? How did that work?
When we started, we listened a lot to other people and tried to get knowledge about them. But like you mentioned right now, at some point, you're so good that you can't get any information from other people, especially like from public content. So at some point, we just try and error by ourselves. And like the last half a year, we get in touch with other really big Amazon FBA players. And with these people, we like share our content. Yeah, that's the way right now. Like we test a lot by ourselves, but also like share the content with like really close.
Is this competitors or is this just friends or how? Who are these people?
I think it's friends, but also like other sellers. And nobody of them are selling also socks. So that would be not that nice, but they are selling like in other categories, so they are not competitors.
Is there any special podcast, book or blog you think is like worthful to read, to listen or whatever?
I think there are some, like the Level Up podcast from Chi Lung. It was at the beginning, it was awesome for me to learn a lot by him. Also, our podcast, we launched a podcast 1 year ago, or 2 years ago, I think, one and a half. We have more than 100 episodes. I think there is a lot of good content, but also Mark Staller, it's really good on YouTube. Also, Lukas Mankov. So there are like, maybe we can put it in the show notes. I think there are like 4 to 5 German and English good podcasts or content you have to read it. And also Otto Kelm, Christian Otto Kelm. He's one of the best sellers in Germany.
So since you mentioned also like that you did a lot of advertising, especially in the beginning and also like today on Amazon, how much would you like say you need to spend at least to in the beginning?
I think 1,000 euros in advertising to learn it. But that's the nice thing about performance marketing. So when you spend 1,000 euros, if you are good into it, you like make revenue like 3 or 5,000 euros, depending on your product and stuff like that. So we also have a consulting company, and that's the question they already ask me. And I always say to them, maybe 500 to 1,000 euro. We need to like get in touch with your product and test something. But after that, we always try to be profitable and not just spending without making money.
We all know this, Johannes, and on Amazon, when we shop for something, the most important thing is the stars and the reviews. How do you guys tackle that? How important is that for you? Did you see any impact when you only got 4 out of 5 stars or 2 out of 5 stars? And so which role does that play for you?
Hey, it's a really, really big impact. Yeah. So here are some fun facts. So the best numbers you can have, it's a 4.5 reviews. It's better than 5 reviews. But if you have only a 4 average, it's really bad. So you see it in your conversion rate. Like the conversion rate drops by 20%, maybe 10%. It's a lot. So the reviews on Amazon got a really big impact, but it don't have an impact if you have only 50 reviews or above 1,000 reviews. So we have 2 or 3 products. They got more than 1,000 reviews, but we don't see there any difference between this product in the conversion rate in comparison to products they are just with 50 reviews.
It's so funny that you say 4.5 is better than 5. Do you think this is a credibility topic that people just don't believe that 1,000 of people give 5 stars?
Yeah, I really think that.
Checking your website, Johannes, you started with socks, then you launched boxer shorts. Please correct me if I'm wrong. And now when we dig through your website, Snox seem to have developed to a full fashion brand. You offer shirts, you offer hoodies, you offer caps, snapbacks, everything really. So thinking ahead 3, 5, 10 years, where's the journey going? What's the plan for Snox?
Our vision is to become a basic fashion company. So I don't really think that we're have like collections with like a lot of different styles and stuff like that. We think that the people right now are just want to have basic stuff like Steve Jobs wearing every day the same shit. we believe in that. I don't think that everybody wants to wear the same shit every day, but I think every person got some routines that are into them. So, example, for me, I wear like boxer shorts, our boxer shorts and socks every day. And in the winter, I always wear our undershirt. So that's the way we want to go. And maybe, we don't know, maybe we will provide some more fashion stuff. But for next year, we are planning right now a big sport collection, but also they are just basic. So we got a short, but it's just black with some technical stuff, but not really like really colorful or stuff like that. We are believe in just basics, not that much colors, and yeah,
be out. Yeah, and this leads us back already to what you said earlier. Focus. Focus on what you're good at. Focus on what you know how to master.
Yeah.
Well, speaking about your products and your online shop, for all our audience listeners out there, we have a special, giveaway from Johannes. With Growth Show 20, you get 20% for your next, order at Snox.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Appreciate it, guys.
Johannes, if you could have dinner with one person... Yes. You could choose whoever, dead or alive, celebrity, whoever. Who would it be and why?
Gary Vaynerchuk, because I think he's one of the smartest marketing guys right now. And our biggest leverage in our company, it's marketing. Mm-hmm. So
you didn't think 1 second. That's cool. Awesome. Johannes, I'd like to wrap up a few key things that you mentioned throughout the conversation. It all started with the fact that you and your co-founder, Felix, you both hated your jobs. It's as simple as that. And you were thinking about what you can do to make some money online. Also, you mentioned that being optimistic in the beginning cost you a lot of money. So you lost a lot of money by being too optimistic. And you learned to focus. You learned to focus on the things that you know how to master. And that you, especially in the beginning, spend 10 hours per day on Amazon trying to learn the tricks, trying to learn what to do to improve everything. And in the end, you use trial and error mechanics to master Amazon FBA and thus also your online sales overall. And what you also mentioned is the performance marketing aspect, which is very interesting because it's not a spend in that sense, right? So you spend 1,000 euros on performance marketing, and if you're good at it, you get 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 euros back. And this is exactly what you did to scale from a 4,000 budget. You had 4,000 euros budget in the beginning, and you scaled this within 3 years to being a 5 million in revenue company this year. It's just incredible, and I think you shared so many cool insights, Johannes, and we're very excited to see where Snox is going. And thank you so much for being part of the show, Johannes.
It was a pleasure for me. I'm looking forward.